The following is intended for mature audiences only. Discretion is advised.
Welcome back with a more inebriated Boo. We got our Papi Chulo Scott back, head of the Big Comedy Network.
Welcome back, sir.
Thank you, buddy.
We got Josh here. Oh, and we got Roth. Kick the beat. Face, yes. Yeah, because you need to be at your house and say, yeah, be at your house next time. Before we get going, I have a question I've been wanting to ask you, or ask most people. In today's world, what do you identify as? Are you a comic? Are you a comedian? Are you an actor? What are you? So I don't offend you.
Are you a producer? Are you like, you know, what do you see yourself as?
Tim, I got this.
I'm just.
Go ahead. Fight it out.
Smile is over here. It sounds like he's from.
No, he has this.
I'm 40,000 miles away right now.
I mean, for all intents and purposes, I am.
So what I identify in. As is somebody who will never retire, somebody who loves the business, somebody who likes to be creative, and somebody who likes to observe other people who are creative. At this point, yeah, I'm a comedian, producer. We're doing all this stuff. We're about to open another live venue. My wife and I are a team, and we are what I identify as is unstoppable. That's what I identify as.
Unstoppable. Okay.
There you go.
Unstoppable. So you're like an entertainer to me.
To me and Rafael, yeah. We call you El Jefe.
Yeah. Hey, you're El Jefe.
You're El Jefe. I hear Rafa all the time. Boo. You even got drunk because of El Jefe on, bro. What the f-? Now, when you were working on Mall Cop 2 and you were an agent, you were Agent Jenkins on that.
I was.
Now, how was that working as an actual cop on a movie set?
I knew Kevin James from a long time ago. Me and his brother, Gary, were best friends. And, you know, I was just around for all that stuff. I was going through my television deals when he had just gotten King of Queens. And so we all kind of hung together.
So how morbid was it on the set off camera with disgruntled?
That set was always like a family. You know, Kevin and Leah, they loved each other, man. And they were great at what they did. In television history, you're not going to find a better relationship, right? So this really? Happened. So I get a call and said, hey, will you do this episode? You play a realtor. You know what? I don't know if I should tell this story.
Yeah, I'm telling you, bro. Yourself, man. I know it you was crazy, bro.
So I'm standing on my mark and we're just doing some blocking, right? Getting the cameras ready. And all of a sudden, Leah comes up to Kevin and says, hey, look at all the people you're going to put out of work to go about your big movie career. You know what I mean?
I told you guys, I'm telling you, if it wasn't out there in the open, I know there was a key grip that was getting paid off this shit, didn't think about that shit, and a little bit mad.
No, every single one of them had a steady job with insurance and everything. But you can't hate the guy for wanting to go pursue his movie career. It just happened to be that.
Right.
And him and Leah were like they were married. So she was busting his balls. About 10 minutes later, me and Kevin are doing blocking for when we're going to have our scene. And there's a camera that's over there. Leah walks in between the camera and me and Kevin. And he goes, hey, Toots, you're blocking the money.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
Dude, she came over and punched us.
That's crazy, bro.
But to work
that Scientology power there.
I think that was post,
right?
I can't remember. But to answer the question about Mall Cop 2, it was great. Kevin and Gary, you know, asked me to do the film. And it was great to just go to Vegas. They had an apartment they had a hotel for us that you had your own room, basically. I was there for like a month, month and a half. You just feel like a movie star. Somebody flies you there. You get picked up in a car. You brought to the hotel.
That's that baller shit right there. That's that baller shit.
They get your call time and you show up on the set, they do the makeup, you know, you're thinking about your lines and all that kind of stuff. But being on it, on the set and watching people do it, you just get a different perspective of it. And man, you just stand there and go, I'm doing a movie, bitch.
Exactly. you're feeling yourself just a tad.
Just the touch, yeah.
Filling yourself, nipples out, rubbing them and everything.
What was great about Kevin, he had me as this security guard, Agent Jenkins. And so I would be there for like 3-4 weeks. I would go home and 2 days later, I'd get a call from production going, hey, are you available Wednesday and Thursday? I told the lady, I go, stop asking me if I'm available. I'm available, okay?
Right. Just bring me back.
Just say, we're going to have a car at your house at 2:30 on Thursday. Get in it and we'll see you on Thursday.
We're going to have a Teamster vehicle just show up and just get in.
We're going to trap fast forward a little bit. You've done stand up in 50 different countries, correct?
60.
How many shots did you have to take to achieve that?
Shots?
Flu shots, chicken pox shots.
Oh God!
Vaccination shots,
yellow fever, young dung fever.
A lot of those countries were in peacetime. I went with USO, but a lot of them were not. There was a company called Comics on Duty, and dude, we went right in it. Like we were right in it. Like you could hear gunfire.
Pause.
We had
pause.
One day. I woke up. We're in Tikrit, which was Saddam's hometown, and we're in this little base. And I get up in the morning, I hear gunfire, like that kind of shit. I open my tent door and it's an Apache like this, just unloading on something.
Take me home.
About 600 yards from my tent. And it was a lot of times these guys would pull up with like a donkey cart and they would have one RPG in there and they would rip off the canvas and they would put it up like this. But dude, they see him coming, you know, and they just lit this.
And that's where I give you so much props because they're like me sees that shit. What's going through my head is Saving Private Ryan.
He's duck diving.
Phil Metal Jacket.
He sees that.
Hamburger Hill, Apocalypse Now. Get me the out of here on the next plane.
I have a question. Have you met Sam Elliott?
I have not met Sam Elliott. I would love to meet Sam Elliott. He's one of the guys that, gosh, he's just showed up in so many different places. You talk about a great career. That's not like he wasn't hot for 10 years.
I was going to say, like Roth and I were talking, we hear you do a really good Sam Elliott impression.
It's not bad.
He's the biggest Sam Elliott voiceover actor, aren't you?
Well, no, I do some stuff for his voice, like Ghost Rider and stuff like that, because he gets real quiet and they're not going to call him to come in and pick up some. But here, close your eyes for a minute and I'll do something. All right. This here story's about to unfold for you. Happened back in the 80s with Saddam and the Iraqis.
Shit.
Now, if I go on with a story like that.
I wasn't even looking at the screen. That's amazing. That's crazy.
Insane.
Sounded just like him. Holy shit.
Yeah. I mean, I'm jealous. I don't sound like nobody. I'm hella jealous.
You know, that's the thing about that dude. You know, I was real versatile in that world, but Sam Elliott's just one of those people that I absolutely loved. He was just, the dude just was who he was. Like he even says in that speech in Big Lebowski, he's just a guy that fit right in there, you know? And that's Sam.
Every single part that he plays.
Now, to wrap up our questions before we get into the meat and potatoes of this episode.
But I wore my hat.
I'm hungry.
It's going to go completely off. What's your official go-to Arnold Schwarzenegger movie?
You're gonna want to punch me in the face. But Kindergarten Cop.
I knew this a Kindergarten Cop.
Got here, bro.
Yes. It might be a tumor.
Got here. Yeah.
It's not a tumor,
bro. I hate that movie so much because I'll tell you why.
Who is your daddy, and what does he do?
As a kid, my sister or my mom bought that movie for VHS. And that's all we had at the house at one point. You know how many times I had to watch this shit where a who literally grew up without a dad, and I'm like, that's why wants to see his son so bad. He's willing to break crimes to see his son. Where's my dope head dad at?
Oh, shit.
Bro, so that I couldn't stand Kindergarten Cop about a white kid whose dad wants to see him.
The great thing about Schwarzenegger, I don't know if you remember this line that he had to Trump, because Trump was really trying to save the coal industry and all this other kind of stuff. Schwarzenegger tweeted, he goes, why don't you try and save Blockbuster too? You know, his documentary is unbelievable.
What's it called?
Arnold, I believe. Watch it. It shows you all the
stuff. Oh, it's the Arnold documentary. Okay, got it.
The Arnold documentary. It shows all the stuff. I mean, Bill Burr's bit is everything.
Oh, Bill Burr's,
you know, where he was
talking
about, he didn't speak English. He came to, you know, the States, became the best bodybuilder in the world, became the biggest movie star in the world, you know, became the governor of the biggest state. He was married to a Kennedy, for f- sake. He goes, this guy was on a 4-decade zone. He one maid. And suddenly he's an ass.
Damn.
All right. Now here's my last question. Godzilla or King Kong, who you got?
I like King Kong, man.
Yeah.
There you go. Boo's happy.
Yeah.
Point for Boo.
I love King Kong better because when I was growing up, the Milwaukee Zoo had this gorilla that was called Samson.
That's a great name for an ape, I gotta say.
No shit, bro. I mean, kind of racist, but I mean, if
still,
you,
that's like,
because if you, it's kind of racist, bro. If you look about it, don't say still, Tim. No, it's like, because here's why. If you had a big black,
no, still isn't. It's still got some power to that
stop.
Name, and it's a.
If
great
you
ape
had a
too,
big back,
come on, I'm not even thinking
no,
about
Tim,
the black bit.
If it's
that a, shit, just sounds badass.
If it's a big black, and you're like, what's your name, Samson? Oof, well. Kind of fits.
It's kind of biblical, though. You know what I mean?
I'm not gonna say that's not you.
It's a big
monkey. No. I guess because remember, we're talking about Egypt and Greece and all that shit, and most of that shit was in Africa anyway. So you know,
leave it to Ross to just make it like super racist.
Super.
God damn it.
This trying to get us canceled like Kyrie Irving. Cut.
Verbal diarrhea. There. Have you ever seen that interview? Or it wasn't a big thing. Shaq said it a couple of times, but when I saw it, it was on the Jake Paul podcast. Shaq was talking about, he goes, yeah, I love to go to the zoo, you know. He goes, the gorillas, man, they always react to me. And Jake was like, what? And he goes, no, it's okay, it's okay. He goes, but I'll stand by the glass. And he goes, and this always does the same thing. He'll just go, look at you.
Yeah,
he goes, just eyeball me.
Yeah,
do I know you?
It's a dominance thing.
He's also mad. We're looking at Jack, thinking, "Oh, you got out, didn't you?"
Yeah, nah.
All
dude,
right, we
go ahead, Tim.
We gonna get into this shit now?
Yeah, let's get into some conspiracies.
I brought my hat
for this shit. I had my tin hat ready, dude.
I brought my hat.
Or like this one, like I can get real with it, and I like the. Like,
he just put it off to the side.
You need a tag on it.
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
A tag on it.
Not if I put a build on it, put a build on it, and put like starter, then that's real hood on it.
But okay, how are we doing this?
Before we go forward, are any of you Canadian?
I am not.
I'm close. I'm from Wisconsin.
Damn,
cool.
You know damn well that I'm not.
I don't know about you, Ralph. I don't even know if you're legal.
You're right? Puerto Rican. Shut up.
Jury's out on you. You know what I mean? I'm waiting to get arrested.
I never claimed to be legal or illegal.
I'm waiting
to
get arrested.
I never claimed one or the other. I never said it.
I've been in a car with Tim and the cops have asked for his ID. Tim's legal. I've never been arrested with you. I'm waiting to see how that unfolds for a week.
I'm not only legal. I'm certified.
Yeah.
Why do you think I will never leave California? Not just real. I am American citizen. I was born here, just in case anybody out there wants to know. I was born here, okay? That's for you, Ice.
Scott Wilson, since you are El Jefe, I need you to go first with this. And
I love conspiracies, but I also get to the point, like, here's a conspiracy about the fact that Aaron Rodgers actually has a brain. Like, I've heard this. And I don't believe it, but I've heard that he has a brain and people are saying it. But
now
how
I'm
crazy
pissed.
Is Aaron Rodgers, dude? He was the quarterback for the Packers
Aaron Rodgers,
forever.
Dude.
And now all of a sudden he just turned into a dodo bird.
Are you trolling me? I hate Aaron Rodgers. I'm with you. Are you trolling me?
He's listen, from Wisconsin. He's a cheesehead.
Are you? You know I'm a Cowboys fan, right?
I know you are.
Oh, Cameron man.
He's treading, on not like water.
Yeah.
Now Rodgers is saying, well, let's get into this. Rodgers is saying now, he used to say to some players that he believes that Sandy Hook was just a way to get, you know, the government put it in there so that, you know, all these kids would get killed and then that would really be able to ban guns. That's what he said, that he believed that that happened.
He's hitting them with Alex Jones.
Oh, he's a QAnon believer then.
Rodgers is saying, yes, it happened, but the reason it happened is because they wanted to have something that would scare America into changing the gun laws.
Pretty much, if this shit happens, America would back behind it like 9/11. When 9/11 happened, all the jumped behind Bush, not realizing that there were no weapons of mass destruction.
But here's another Aaron Rodgers thing that just... Listen, I've met that guy and I've had a conversation with him at a golf tournament, like a long conversation. So I'm at this golf tournament and it's a big one. I'm performing at it. I opened for Larry the Cable Guy and it had I can't say the name of the tournament, but it had a bunch of really big celebrities at it. And we all stayed in this one hotel and they would have a place roped off for the celebrities and stuff. And we had free drinks and all the shit. And I went up and talked to Aaron Rodgers. I said, hey, I know a couple of Packers. This, I'm a huge fan of the Packers, and we talked for about 15 minutes, right? So I'm like, all right, cool, we're good, right? We're good. So my buddy who I brought as a caddy for me, they flew my friend in and everything. He went to the auction the next night, or that night, it was late, and he got me an autographed Aaron Rodgers helmet. So I was psyched. So I'm sitting afterwards, I'm sitting, and it's probably about midnight, I'm sitting at the table with these two other athletes that are well-known, and all of a sudden, Aaron comes walking in, and so I grab the helmet, and I'm like, Aaron, what's up, man? He's like, hey. And I'm like, I just had a 15, 20-minute conversation with him like 2 hours ago, and I go, hey, can I take a picture with you with the helmet just to authenticate it, you know, so I can give it to charity? And he goes, no. And I go, what do you mean, no? What? And he goes, no. It's just no. And I go, are you serious? You're not gonna take
a
photo?
You already signed this thing. What the hell?
Well, he had signed it, you know, a long time ago, you know, I mean, and then donated it. But now I have it in front of me and he won't take the picture. I don't know why, but I'd had a couple of drinks and I was pissed about it. So I turn around, I got the helmet and I go, who wants to buy an Aaron Rodgers helmet? $80, $60, $40. Who wants this helmet?
Just going down.
Yeah, it was.
I'll give it away.
I was unhinged, and there's a chance that I might be wrong in this, but I don't think I am. But anyway, like he's another one with the global warming. I mean, people are like, you know, the Earth ages on its own. It's always aged. Yeah, so do human beings. You know, but if you do heroin every day, smoke and drink every day, you're going to speed that process up a little bit.
Any man that can take ayahuasca and go into a all dark room for 12 hours ain't right in the head, bro.
It cures depression and shit, but I don't think it was supposed to work that way.
You know, everybody has their own process, whatever. I'm not even gonna judge him for that, but when you come out of there and that's what you found, you might not want to go back in that hole again.
So moving on to some of the most funniest conspiracies out there, I want your guys' opinion on these ones, unless you guys got something you want to talk about before I go into mine.
No, go right.
In 1994, a 3-page proposal by the U.S. Air Force to make a bomb that had a bunch of aphrodisiacs in it, pretty much tell to be like, you know.
Was it a gay bomb or was it just like a horny bomb altogether?
Dude, it was the or flight bomb for me.
Did they ever actually explode one?
Bro, let me just say this. I was reading some of the comments while doing research on it, and someone said, I think they dropped one.
I think they dropped one.
It was by accident. Governments, they do stuff that you can't possibly imagine. It's like when, and I don't want to go down this road, but like when people are, talking about 9/11 and people are talking about, yeah, I saw one show called Hunting Hitler.
Yeah.
I saw one called Hunting Hitler. It was one of the greatest, you know, documentaries that I'd seen. And I don't think that the guy popped himself in a bunker. People like that don't just go, all right, that's it. No, people like that are ready.
And where's he at, Scott? Where was he at? Where did he go?
Well, I heard Argentina and South America.
They're still finding railroads and like camps, like Nazi camps over there in Argentina.
But me personally, I think they're in the anus of Earth.
That's like one of my favorite conspiracy theories.
When Hitler supposedly got killed or killed himself, Russia got the body. When Russia got the body, there was talk of it actually wasn't Hitler. It was of somebody else.
That makes sense to me.
Because he had all kinds of body doubles.
And then at that point, yeah. And at that point, they said everybody had a body double. Franklin Delano Roosevelt. A bunch of had body doubles at that point.
This show, you got to watch it. Hunting Hitler was on History Channel. Dude, I just will never buy that the guy capped himself in a bunker. There's no never. Way a guy like that.
I don't know that anybody with an actual brain can sincerely believe that he killed himself with everything that he was up to, everything that he had, you know, in his viewpoint accomplished. I don't think he would give up life like that.
And like I said, shout out Big Comedy Network. Now back to what we're doing. We're talking conspiracies. Now, this is me because I have thalassophobia, whatever that is, fear of the ocean.
Thalassophobia.
Here's our problem. We've explored more of space than we've explored our own oceans.
Well, now do we have the vehicles? Look at James Cameron. James Cameron got a vehicle. They went down the Marianas Trench. That is the deepest place on
Earth. Yeah. I'll have a heart attack before something eats me because
I've had so many people say, let's go scuba diving. I'm like, that. They don't come on land. I don't go in the water. We all good.
We good, bro. I'm good.
I mean, one of our heroes, Steve Irwin, look what happened to him. And he was an expert in that shit. You know what I mean?
I'll tell you about Steve Irwin. So when he first came out, I was working a club called The Punchline, Atlanta, Georgia. And I was flipping out about this guy. So I went on stage. And I started doing the impressions. You go, real live danger, you know? And so I just wrote this whole big bit about it. And I ended up doing it on TV. And then Animal Planet saw me do it. And so they asked me to be the spokesperson for Croc Week.
Oh,
that's
shit.
Dope.
So I did all the commercials as Steve Irwin.
Oh, my I thought God. It was Steve Irwin the whole time.
Maybe you've heard Scott Henry, and now you know.
Give us your Steve Irwin impression of shout out to the Fat Sigma right. Now.
This little guy, he was great. He was raised by only one parent. He's 12 foot long. He's missing a tooth. So I'm going to go in there and try put it back in. Right? Like, I'm talking great. Real danger.
And so
I love that shit.
Here's the crazy shit that he used to do on that show, though. And he was so organic and so real. But he'd do stuff like this. And he goes, look at this snake. Second most dangerous snake in the world. Right? He goes, but the very misunderstood. What the fuck do you mean misunderstood? Is he on Oprah? I mean, what kind of... What is he doing that we don't understand?
Right. Or some of the ones when he's an alligator, listen to this one, mates. Oh, my God. She's pretty. She's gorgeous, ain't she?
I got to tell you a story I did with on a USO tour. So I went to Australia and we were in a place called Adelaide. And they had a really great, I don't know if you'd call it a petting zoo, but the animals were right in the open. So I was with this black dude. I don't want to say his name, but he is from Mississippi. He's 38 years old. Never been out of Mississippi. Like he went into Alabama to get beer and came right back. That was it. Right. So we're in Australia and he did not want to go in this petting zoo at all. This cat was like, man, I don't want to go in there. I'm like, dude, it's okay. People go in there every day. He goes, I don't know, man. I go, come on, dude. 6'5", 275 pounds. You're going to be okay. So we go over and under this little awning is an albino kangaroo. But it was crazy. He had the red eyes and everything like this. So I told the dude standing there, I go,
gigantic
dude.
Rat.
I said, dude, don't move. He goes, what? I go, just don't move, man. He goes, why? What's going on? I go, shh. Just don't move. Keep your eyes. I mean, don't even move your eyes. He's like, I mean, it was so terrifying. I go, that's the world's biggest rabbit. These things, they're like killer rabbits. There's no other rabbits like it. There's probably only like 25 of them left. But these things, I said, I don't think this is even part of the zoo, dude. I think this thing just jumped. Because these things are dangerous, bro. These things go on a bit and they will just, you know, just chew your ass up. Dude, this brother was white. He was so scared, dude.
That's funny, Scott, there's a special place in hell for us. You know this.
You and, yeah, Scott, you couldn't tell him or Scott apart at that point.
Dude, he wanted to beat my ass. And I'm not kidding you. The other comics had to, like, get him away from me. He wanted to kill me.
I imagine that's how Boo would be.
Yeah, I don't...
If I did anything like that to Boo, I would never see him.
Bro,
again.
I'm telling you guys now, a cow. You guys put me in a pen with a cow. I'm good, bro. That could fuck me up with them.
They're
hoofs.
Like dogs.
That cow would fart. Like the tail would go up and Boo's like,
okay,
no, I'm
Tim,
out of here.
Tim, get out of here, Tim. Out of here, Tim. We put you in a ring with a fucking raging cow.
I'm not disagreeing. Okay, get out then. Of here. I'm not, I don't want to mess with a cow either. I'm just saying.
Love cow, whoop your ass.
A lot of cows are already as big as cars. That's crazy.
You know, there's two things on it. First of all, they're trying to bring back the woolly mammoth. Did you hear about those those people?
Yeah.
They got the
bro.
DNA. Yeah. Kind of made it with a regular elephant. And they go, why are you bringing that back? Like, no, we need,
died off.
You know,
it didn't get killed off, it died off.
Scientists who never ask if we should, but always ask if we could.
Yeah, they could.
Bro, how does a f***er wear this hat all day, dude? Your head is baking like a ham.
Because no one is supposed to wear those goddamn things on their head.
Bro, this shit,
that's
shit.
That's also why they make blankets out of metal, dude. They're like, that shit does keep you warm.
An alien is not trying to probe your brain, bro. You're good.
It'll go through your ass.
Boo, that's supposed to be for baked potatoes.
All right, guys. We've had our El Jefe on this week. It's been very inspirational. We've had him
Thank
on 2 weeks.
Thank you so much, Scott, for being patient with us, for giving us the time, for entertaining us the way
for
you
sharing,
have.
For sharing all that information, stories.
I appreciate you guys, man. We believe in you so much, and we hope that we are the catalyst to get you to where you're going, man.
I mean, we feel blessed.
Really do enjoy the journey. I know that sounds cheesy, but there was a point, and I'll tell you this, this is the last thing I'll say. I was married once to this woman named Nancy from Houston, Texas, and she was raised by her grandfather who had an eighth grade education. He was about 5'6", maybe. He had like gray hair, just white hair, little beard, always had a Salem cigarette, a Jack and Coke, and somewhere in the orbit was a steak. Yeah. All right. It was just always there.
I thought maybe
somewhere in that. But that's what you got with Dale. So I was bumping my head against the ceiling in LA. And I said, Dale, I can't, because he was like a mentor of mine after we even got a divorce. And I said, Dale, I don't know what the hell I'm going to do here. And he goes, what's the matter? I said, I just can't get over the hump or whatever. And he goes, I could just see him. He was over the phone, but he says to me, he goes, Scott, nobody's ever going to give you any money till you're at least 37 years old, because otherwise you just spend it on booze and pussy. And you know what? I got my first television deal at 37 years old.
Damn.
Go.
That's the truth. Dale Manhart, baby.
Amazingly.
You cannot get past that fucking
specific number. That's amazing.
This guy was a millionaire. He read something one time, eighth grade education. He read something one time about one day we're all going to have cell phones and cellular technology. I went to an Air Force base called Clear Air Force Base. It was in the top of the earth. And all the radar panels that they had up there, he built.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
And so he made his money building cell phone towers. Yeah.
That's crazy. We're going to close it out on that, dude, for sure. Scott, good luck on your trip. And
thank you so much.
Enjoy you're going to break mad legs and arms.
You got anything that you're trying to plug in, Scott? Anything coming up for you that you want to shout out?
Not right now. Just, the network right now is really building up momentum, and it's great. You know, we really believe in all the people on our network, but you know, we're super behind you guys, no doubt about it. We're proud to have you on our network.
We're proud to be on it.
Go follow Scott Henry on Twitter, Instagram. Go follow Big Comedy Network. Go follow Cass and Kimmy as well. Scott's wife and business partner. They're an amazing, amazing power couple. Just kicking ass in this industry right now. So go check them out.
Appreciate you guys.
Josh, kick the beat.
Be good humans.